Good morning. Another coffee chat. This one sort of counterintuitive to wanting watch hours from my own YouTube channel. But you guys are probably doing self-improvement wrong. So am I. So do we all, because it becomes entertainment. And then we get stuck watching these videos and you're watching Hamza for 8 hours about wanting to improve. And then you start to feel like you're improving. But then you're actually just watching YouTube videos for 8 hours. So I need you to watch to the end of the video. My name is Jimmy. If you're new here, I just have these coffee chats about self-improvement. What I'm trying to do and how I'm trying to get better. And now that I'm a bit older than you guys, try to share my experiences and hope that it helps you guys. So if that brings any value, hit the like button, leave a comment about what you're going through, and then I might be able to talk about it if it's something that I've dealt with. Yeah, let's get into it about doing self-improvement wrong. So it's kind of how I first started on this whole journey is that Hamza, of all blokes, I think the bloke's 8 or 9 years younger than me, and I just thought, fuck, these videos are incredible. Like, I mean, the unedited ones, like I'm trying to do, about where he just speaks about self-improvement. But watch one, get out, and do it. Like, that's what this whole video is going to be about. And I can say that in one line, and then you'd be done with it. But when you read self-help books or watch these videos, go out and implement them, or hear something and let it stick in your head. And, like, move forward with it. Take that bit of advice and move forward with your life and trying to achieve the self-improvement. We get into these vicious cycles where self-improvement videos become your entertainment. So Alex Hormozi at the moment is my entertainment. I'm not doing any more than like those people that are watching fucking TikTok 8 hours a day because I'm just watching Alex Hormozi. I'm not self-improving. I'm just watching him and doing the same thing that every other woman on TikTok is doing. So that's why I started this channel. That's why I've got the other businesses, because it's time to go out and do it. Like, go to the gym. Straight after this video, get in the car, go to the fucking gym. Or work on your business, or just stop and think and have a look at yourself. So I don't think self-improvement is these collaborations of like having a shower, having a cold shower. I don't know what else do we do? Get in the sauna, go to the gym, have a big morning routine, get some sunlight, have salt water in the morning. Like, yeah, okay, these are all one percenters. And I think what those things do is get you on this they just hit your dopamine receptors because they feel like you're self-improving. But at the end of the day, once you stop your morning routine, you're still going back to the same thing. And that might be video games all day. That might be porn all day. That might be anything all day. You'll have to say the P word on YouTube, but I'm not sure. So, like, put them into practice. So university is great for learning and sitting there all day and trying to regurgitate information. But you go to tutorials to put those into practice. Sorry, I can't do that. To put that knowledge into practice. And then you go out into the real world and you realize, man, I've just done 4 years of law degree. And I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Because you're still doing the same thing as like what your self-improvement journey is, where it's watch, indulge, but don't put it out. So I watched a video about 100 days of rejection and was fucking fascinated by it. Fucking fascinated by 100 days of rejection, where a guy goes out and gets rejected every day for 100 days. So that becomes entertainment. But if you went out and did that, like, I don't think you would realize how much you've improved. Sorry, my phone notifications are coming up so much. It's really pissing me off. I don't think you realize how much you could improve if you just went, like, Ramadan started today. I've got 40 days to get better. If you just did the thing that you wanted to do to achieve the goal that you wanted to do for 40 days, you'd probably be pretty fucking good at it. You'd be better than, like, 90% of people at that topic. And we try to do all these things in 1%, but don't realize that what's got us to this point in anything is more than like a month's work. So I've been playing League of Legends for like 8 years. I'm pretty fucking good at the game because I've been playing for 8 years, or Rainbow Six Siege, or video games. Or I've been with my wife for 8 years. I'm probably a better husband than someone else to my wife because I understand who she is for 8 years. And then the opposite goes where, like, you might have gained weight and you've been eating like shit for 3 or 4 years. Why do you think you can get it done in a month, or by watching shit that isn't even doing that? So the whole point of this is just go practice what you're trying to learn. And you'll realize that instead of doing a 3-hour morning routine, why don't you just spend an hour at the gym? Wake up and go to the gym. Don't jump in the cold plunge or anything like that. Go to the gym or work on whatever you're trying to get better at. Whatever your goal is, it can be anything. I do not care what the goal is. The goal could even be getting better at a video game. Wake up and work on it for an hour. Instead of indulging in like self-improvement content and then doing all these cold showers and these one percenters of Something that I heard that everyone thought was so controversial is, how are you going to be a millionaire by doing cold plunges in the morning? One doesn't make you rich. How are you going to be jacked if you make money? Like, they don't correlate. The only way to get better at the thing that you want to get better at is by doing it. You're going to hate doing it at the start until you get better at it. And then once you're better at it, you'll enjoy it. And then it becomes easy and you'll want to do it. Like, it's a vicious cycle that you've got to start with things that you don't like. And just because you're jumping in the cold plunge for something you don't like, it doesn't build resilience it doesn't translate to the next topic. Just because I jump in the cold plunge every morning doesn't mean that I can go to the gym every morning. It's not the same muscle. So that's my rant. I think it was supposed to be a bit more like intuitive for you guys. But that's my rant. I hope that you can see through the rant and understand the message that I was trying to give. That's the morning. I got some work to do today. Hope you guys are doing all right. I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Peace out.